You know what makes me sick? The fact that them FCC pinheads in Washington says that I got to present opposing viewpoint every now and then. So let's go to the phones. Yes, sir, you called up. You can give your opposing viewpoint.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I just want to lay on my back and let Barbara Streisand scratch my belly till she finds that secret tickle spot and my leg starts to thump it. I appreciate the opportunity to address the audience of Earl Pitts, also known as the vast right-wing conspirator. Now, much has been said about my reluctance to address the current scandal in the White House. Now, let me take this opportunity to state, once and for all, I did not have sex with that woman. On a Tuesday, I first heard about...
Excuse me, Bill, but let me get this straight. Did you just say you didn't have sex with Monica or didn't have sex with Monica on a Tuesday?
Well, I think it's clear what I said, and I stand behind it. And furthermore, I did not ask this woman to lie for me without crossing her fingers. She cannot tell you otherwise.
Excuse me, President. Let me get this straight. You did not ask her to lie for you, or you did not ask her to lie for you without crossing her fingers.
You know, Earl, I do not interrupt your right-wing rantings to question every word. To poke holes in every sentence, to question your intent. The fact is, I am embroiled in the biggest White House scandal since Watergate and enjoying the highest approval ratings ever. Now, how would you explain that?
How about Wake Up America? Sometime back, they had naked pictures of Miss America Vanessa Williams in Penthouse.
Yeah, I see them.
She lost her crown, lost her job. But then again, shouldn't we hold Miss America to a higher standard than the President of the United States?
I don't see why.
Oh. I'm Earl Pitts, American Pitts Oaf.